I read it on Euronews that maybe it's similar to Germany. The government hasn't found itself yet and it's really difficult. Is that true?
Yes, it is a little bit similar, but different in the aspect. You have the dilemma about the big coalition, and we have a dilemma that the Andrei Babiš, the oligarch, will make the coalition with the Communist Party from the previous regime and the Czech version of Alternative für Deutschland. And there is a dilemma that this coalition might be realistic. They are meeting about, you know, making the coalition between various parties. Babiš wants to make the coalition with the regular parties, you know, with the democratic, so not the communist and not the Czech version of AfD. On the background, the parliament has commission for various stuff, you know, like for defense or financial and so on and so on. And for these commissions, a few democratic parties, like the rest of the non-Babiš party, will not make the coalition with Babiš. He is using this possibility of creating the coalition with communists and the Czech version of AfD. It's not really a good parallel, but it's like when CDU was making the coalition with the Liberals and the Green, so there was always like the possibility that they could make it with the Social Democrats, with the big coalition. But in Czech Republic, we have the different situation. The classic parties are in the position of the Liberals and the Green, and the Czech version of AfD and the communists are in the position of Social Democrats. Andrei Babiš is like threatening that he will use the non-democratic parties to make the government. It's a huge threat for everybody.
And what would be the alternative?
I think we are facing the right-wing government anyway, or culturally deeply conservative. The Babiš party is willing to make the coalition with the Czech Tories, like they are called ODS, something like CDU in Germany, but not with the Christian values. These two parties will have enough. But this position will be pretty uncomfortable for the ODS, because the praxis of the last government was like the Babiš was very much able to take all the credits of the whole government. You know, there was like three or four parties in the government. His marketing team is very skillful and they can take all the credits and put all the blame on the coalition partners. So all parties are hesitating and they all of them make the promises they will not go into the coalition with Andrei Babiš as a premier. There is another funny thing. Andrei Babiš was accused of crime with the European subventions, some private farm / hotel / fancy villa for him and his family. There was an accusation and police investigation and this stuff. And in Czech Republic, we have the immunity for the politicians in the parliament. They cannot be like put in front of the court if the parliament didn't say so, that they could be put in front of the court. In the last period, he was put in front of the court, but when he gained mandate, you know, the seat in the parliament once more, the process goes like this, that he regained his immunity and he has to be released for justice once again by the new parliament. It is also one of the pieces on the chessboard that when he wants to go with some party into the parliament, the party is forced to have the opinion that he shouldn't be released for the police investigation and justice and the court. A little bit bizarre that in the 21st century we can have this, but we have it. Two more facts. There is a commission of the parliament for immunity, deciding of immunity of the members of the parliament, and it is seated by the Communist Party, which it's a weird set to have this. The Security Commission is seated by a member of the Czech AfD, and the guy who's sharing the Russian propaganda and the Sputnik News and Russia Today and conspiracy and alternative web pages. So it will be funny. This guy will have like security and classified information. It will go straight to the Russian embassy. These commissions, it was like never issue before. it is issue like for the first time because of Babiš and because of, you know, this immunity commission and the security commission, you know, that it is put into the hands of people with the risks. And there is a coalition on these commissions. That it was not a coincidence that those people are voted. It was created ad hoc coalition for this. We have the precedence that if it's like regular parties, if they won't obey, there is always like shortcut around them.